From Nevada Public Radio, this is the Daily Rundown. I'm Natalie Ott. Here are your top local stories for July 15th, 2026. A combination of western wildfires and summer heat is contributing to health concerns surrounding heat and air quality, according to reporting by the Mountain West News Bureau's Yvette Fernandez. The extreme heat is accelerating chemical reactions that produce harmful ozone, a problem for many major metro areas. Combine the particulate matter from wildfires, known as PM 2.5 and PM 10, and it's a harmful combination for people's health, according to the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency. Jody Bechtel with the Clark County Department of Environment and Sustainability, which includes Las Vegas, says stagnant air can contribute to problems. The more stagnant it is, the more pollutants just build up, because there's no way for that pollutant to disperse into the atmosphere and know when to blow it out, she said. According to AirNow, the federal government's air quality tracker, large swaths of Mountain West states have been blanketed by moderate-risk wildfire smoke, with a few regions considered unhealthy for sensitive groups, such as those with chronic heart or lung conditions. In Nevada, officials issued a season-long advisory for ground-level ozone pollution and wildfire smoke, telling people to stay informed about air quality conditions to protect themselves. State officials say the U.S. Postal Service is to blame for sending 30 ballots to the wrong office. The ballots were cast in Nevada's June primary election. They were delivered to the Nevada Secretary of State's office instead of the Lyon County Clerk Treasurer's office, reports the Nevada Independent. Voters sent the ballots before Election Day, and although they were addressed correctly, the ballots were marked as undeliverable and not counted. Secretary of State Cisco Aguilar said his office is investigating the incident. The Postal Service says the agency is working diligently to make sure this type of incident doesn't happen again. Las Vegas ranks as the number one place to enjoy yourself, according to a personal finance company. WalletHub just ranked the city as the best in the country when it comes to recreation. Sin City took the number one spot because of the numerous attractions and leisure activities, both indoor and outdoor, that it offers residents and tourists, the company says. In a recent study, WalletHub examined the availability and cost of recreational activities, along with the quality of parks and the weather. Bally's chairman, Soo Kim, says the company is close to securing essential funds for the construction of the area around the new athletics ballpark. According to the Las Vegas Review-Journal, the money will fund a multi-level plaza with restaurants and shops. Kim stressed the importance of the completion of the structure before the 2028 season opener. However, in May, A's vice chairman Sandy Dean noted that the team was prepared to open the stadium even if Bally's had not finished any of its planned construction. The first phase of the Bally's development also includes a utility plant and parking. Future phases will add a hotel and casino. Bally's needs to submit permits by September to align with the stadium's timeline. Meanwhile, construction on the stadium itself continues to make steady progress. Workers have framed all four seating levels. Crews also recently began installing concrete seating risers. They finished the first steel roof truss last month. The Las Vegas Stadium Authority will receive the next official project update on August 20th. Hilton Grand Vacations has fired an employee who sent a racial slur via social media to Las Vegas Aces guard Chelsea Gray, following the team's 109-75 loss to the Indiana Fever on Sunday. Gray posted the message she received that included a racial slur on her Instagram story on Monday. Hilton Grand Vacations confirmed to the Associated Press on Tuesday that the individual who messaged Gray is no longer employed with Hilton Grand Vacations. The person responsible for posting this information is no longer with the company, Hilton Grand Vacations said in a statement. His behavior was in violation of multiple company policies and does not reflect our company's values in any way. The Aces did not immediately respond to a request for comment. In March, the WNBA and its players union agreed on a transformational new collective bargaining agreement. It sought to enhance security, improve technological support, reinforce mental health resources, enforce a stronger fan code of conduct, and protect players through an anti-hate campaign. But the harassment Gray faced comes in the aftermath of Phoenix Mercury forward Alyssa Thomas, saying she also received racial slurs. Thomas said she received death threats as well, following her one-game suspension after she made contact with her fist to Caitlin Clark's throat during a 111-109 win against the Fever. Thomas also criticized WNBA Commissioner Kathy Engelbert for not doing more to protect the league's players when she spoke with reporters in June at the team's practice facility. "It's unfortunate that it comes to this over basketball," Thomas said. "A lot of us, myself included, didn't even know the play took place until after the game. Now we're being painted as thugs. There's death threats out on us. It's really unacceptable. It's something that needs to change in this league, and I'm just really sick and tired of it." This has been the Daily Rundown, a production of Nevada Public Radio. To hear more or to support public radio in Southern Nevada, visit knpr.org.